a recent article from Wired tried to paint it that, you know, they said it's happened again. But what is it? And what's happening right now around the country? On one hand, you know, you have people that are just basically saying whatever the hell they can to grift off this situation. And it kind of is infuriating, right? The first 24 hours after any one of these shootings, you get the left grifters, the right grifters, the social grifters, basically using any case they can to further push their narrative on social media. It's essentially, killings are essentially content for people who don't make content, because they have to jump on these things to try to grift and get as many followers as possible to their cause. So that's not what I'm here to do. But I do want to be really frank and candid about this situation with George Floyd. If you've been living under a rock, then you may not know what I'm talking about. But, you know, the rundown is for 9 minutes, an officer put his knee on a man's neck who was black and the officer was white. Everyone wants to point that out. The man did plead to for air. He said he was in medical distress. The police report said that he was under the influence of drugs and resisted arrest. The video didn't show that, but that's not what I want to focus on. I want to focus on two things. Number one, right after this, we hear a lot about a white officer and a black man, okay? And we are supposed to believe this narrative right up front that there was an unarmed black man who was killed by a white officer because of the color of his skin. It was just a few weeks ago that we had the re-release of a story on Ahmaud Arbery that he was just a black jogger and he was killed for jogging because of the color of his skin. Before that, we've had Demetri Avery, we've had Emmett Hill, we had Trayvon Martin. It kind of, the list goes on and on. But you got to ask yourself the question then, is our race relations really that bad in the United States? Are cops racist? Are black people being targeted? And really, do black lives matter? And I'm hoping to answer that today. Let's start with the easy one. Do black lives matter? It's a good question. Just this weekend in Chicago, at least from the last report I saw, and I'm sorry if I'm not up to date on this, I'm on the road, I'm moving to Texas, so there's no fancy pictures or nice stats on online. I'm just sitting in a hotel room trying to keep up with what's going on. And, you know, just this weekend in Chicago, at least 10 black men were killed, 49 were shot. And, you know, those are black lives. And I would say, let's start with the easy thing. All lives really do matter, right? Life is sacred and it's a gift from God. And it's not a partisan issue. It's not a racial issue. But on top of that, you know, besides local news, we don't really hear about that. And people always like to bring up Chicago and black-on-black murder. And the response is one of several things. Either people say, oh, you're trying to deflect from George Floyd. Who cares what happened there? You're trying to deflect, people say, if you talk about Chicago and crime there and black-on-black violence. Or people just use it to try to discount George Floyd's death, which is, like, not good either, because a man died, and we got to talk about this. But if black lives mattered, where's the news about Chicago? Where's the news about all the black-on-black crime? Because statistically, if we want to talk about black lives mattering, you know, black people are more likely to be killed by another black person than a white person. In fact, they're much probably more likely to be killed not even just by a white cop, but just by a civilian black person. And that's an unfortunate truth that no one likes to talk about, because it's a lot easier to scapegoat an entire race or say that black lives are not important because white cops are killing them or because white people or systemic racism is pushing them down. But the reality is if black lives matter, then we've got to talk about where the majority, at least three quarters of the black homicides are coming from, and that's from other black people, at the hands of other black people. And I believe black lives do matter, and I do think it's a really big problem that so many young black men are finding themselves in places of criminal activity and gang life, etc. I don't want to get into that, but I know this is not about Black Lives Mattering because we're ignoring everything that would actually need to be talked about if we really wanted to preserve black lives. But then let's answer the other question. So obviously this hysteria over George Floyd has nothing to do with black lives. But does it have to do with racism? Is there really systemic racism in the country? You know, anytime that there's a killing and someone dies and it's immediately politicized and put into hyperpartisanship and brought to the forefront, it makes me wonder something. What really happened? I remember when I went to Cal State Los Angeles, this was around the time that Trayvon Martin died, and they said, oh, it was just a man walking with a pack of Skittles, and it turned out he was not just a man walking with a pack of Skittles. There was a lot of, he had a history of violence, etc., and he maybe was not the best guy. But then a lot of my black followers will tell me, you know, oh, you know, why are you always trying to justify the person that attacked or killed the black person? And why are you always looking for reasons to discount or discredit the black person who died? Like, oh, they robbed something 2 years ago, so they deserve to die. So I'm not going to do that. And I'm trying to just point this out here. The fact that this came out so quickly, that this was a white officer and a black man, and everybody has just jumped on the narrative that this is a racially motivated crime, that the man was killed because he was black, when we don't know anything, really, about the white officer, besides the fact that he was white. I don't know if you've been to Minneapolis recently, but there's a lot of white officers. It's not like the one white officer came and killed the one black guy, because there's a ton of black people in Minneapolis. It's actually like a mini Syria, mini Africa. I'm not joking. It's like basically just white and black. People even call it that. There's a lot of African immigrants. Before you guys get the whole racist card, they're actually Africans, okay? There's a lot of Ethiopians, etc. But, you know, I don't think it's the Ethiopians that are rioting here, to be honest. This is kind of like a pro-immigrant thing. This happens to probably seems to be a lot of the more native African Americans, or second generation, I guess you could say, rioting in the streets. But they're rioting because they believe what? That they live in a country where the police are racist, that white people are in power, and their lives don't matter. But since we've already talked about the fact that no one cares about black lives, even black people don't care about black lives. I mean, that's a harsh statement, and I don't mean that lightly, but nobody talks about the real issues of black violence. Is the officer really racially motivated? Well, we just don't know. And I know that there's a narrative to push this so strongly, but why? You know, just a few moments after they released the footage of George Floyd, people were already photoshopping pictures of a guy who wasn't even the officer involved with a hat. This guy had a hat on, right, that said Make America Great Again. Typical red hat of a Trump supporter. Somebody photoshopped it, said like Make Whites Great Again. And then spread it like wildfire, saying, oh, this is the officer, he's a racist, he's a white supremacist. Well, like most things, it turned out to be fake, and it was proven false. The poor man whose picture was put out as the officer he's suing for defamation for a lot of these blue checkmark people who shared it. But what shows me this is that when emotions are high, people are more likely to push narrative than to really look for the truth. And that's why I don't really comment on whether I know what happened here. I mean, I know what I think. My tendency is going a direction, and I watch conservatives with like the Covington case. Holy hell, man. I mean, I don't know if no one died there, but just so many conservatives not wanting to look racist or sexist or whatever, just jump on the narrative bandwagon, and it's so sick. It's sad. Even the coronavirus bandwagon, it's just like 100,000 people died. What are you, so you don't care about lives? Even prominent conservatives, I'm going, don't you even understand how they're counting the number of 100,000? 100,000 people didn't really die. Do you know one out of two of those deaths are from geriatric homes and nursing homes? Do you know that it was policies of governors who put those people back in the homes without taking note of the actual virulence of this specific virus and its pathogenicity and how it could affect old people? And really, like, that's why old people died predominantly in large numbers in certain states that had bad policies, and they're not counting the numbers in a way that's accurate and reflecting true medical science. And I'm going, you can't just take the number 100,000 and believe it, people. You've got to, I don't care about Trump and, you know, freaking Biden. You got to look at the truth here. Because there's right-wing nut jobs and left-wing nut jobs, and you just want to be a truth seeker. And that's why when a situation comes like this, within 24 hours, guys, Minneapolis is burning down. It's burned down. It's burned down because people like Ilhan Omar, instead of talking about to the rioters and the protesters about, hey, don't burn down your city, instead scolds the police. There's a reason why police departments are sometimes at 40, 50, 60% capacity, because right now the climate doesn't help police at all. It takes isolated incidences of officers who may very well be racist and projects it upon the entire police and law enforcement community as being terrible. To put it into perspective, guys, you know, I've had a gun pulled on me by an officer. He did when I got pulled over because I had tint on my windows. I just didn't move. I didn't say anything. I just was like, hey, not, you know, I'm not going to move. That being said, you know, this is a real world issue. People do commit crimes. Black people commit crimes. Shocker. White people commit crimes. But if you're not going to talk about the third issue, that white cops are just racist, when really the majority of violent crime and crime disproportionately is committed by black people, you have to wonder, why are cops more likely? You go, well, black people are twice as likely to really be killed by cops. It's not true. It's weird that a population that comprises 13% of the country really does commit over half of the violent crimes and homicides. And you know, if you say that, people automatically label you as some sort of Nazi or white supremacist. And, you know, unfortunately for me, crime statistics have been enough to label you a hateful person. And that's what shows me that nobody cares about George Floyd. Nobody cares about anything. They care about a narrative. And what is that narrative? That's presenting this idea that black people are in their position because of white people. And the reason why black people are in danger is because of white people. And the reason why black neighborhoods are in a bad position is because of racist white cops and somewhere in between. And I'm watching churches and like Maverick City Church, which is like Stephanie Gretzinger and worship leaders who are great people, you know, weigh in, and Christians like, this is like, you know, if you're upset at Colin Kaepernick for kneeling, but you're not upset at the cop for kneeling on George Floyd, then you know, don't understand racial tension and issues. You're not really here. And I'm going, look, I don't blame any of these people for coming to the defense of George Floyd. And I mean, for all we know, he maybe did really just get killed unnecessarily. And it really, the cop was a terrible guy. And it might just fully turn out to be true. And it's really sad that these things do happen. But they don't understand crime stats. People that are talking about this don't know history. They know a narrative. They know what's being presented to them. And George Floyd, unfortunately, just like many other young black men before him, is never going to be used to do anything to better the plight of the black community. He's not going to be a part of some massive revolution that actually protects black people. Because if black people were going to be protected, the revolution would not start in the police departments. It would not start in white neighborhoods. It would start in the center of black communities, telling young black men and helping young black men, who at this point are the most dangerous people to themselves. It's an unpopular truth. It's not one that's nice. But to sum it up, no, black lives do not matter to certain people. They don't matter to the media. They don't matter to the rioters that are out there in Minneapolis today. They don't matter to the rioters in Los Angeles. Black lives do not matter to these people, because they only care about certain black lives that matter. And those are the ones that reinforce what they've been told, the mental slavery that they're still in. Yes, black people are still enslaved. They're enslaved ideologically into believing that the solution to their problems is not even the problem itself. Thanks guys for listening to my little rant. I appreciate it so much. And you know, I don't get everything right, and I don't know everything. And I wanna end this by saying I'm not going for or against the police officer or George Floyd. I'm just saying, everyone, learn to shut the hell up for about 2 minutes and realize that you might just be a pawn in a greater scheme to divide the country. Coronavirus fears are down, unfortunately, for the media. So now we have to race bait as much as possible. Thanks, guys, so much again. Anyway, leave me your comments below. I'm on the road to Texas. I'll see you guys in a studio soon. Have a great rest of the week.